at the foot of a great high mountain, which I wanted so much to climb. For on top of this mountain is a beautiful fountain which flows with the water of life. So I fell down on my knees at the foot of this mountain and cried, "Oh Lord, what must I do to climb this mountain and to drink from this fountain, which I have now in view?" Then I heard a sweet voice from the top of this mountain saying, "Child, put your hand in mine. Start walking slowly. Watch yourself on the ledges and take just one step at a time." So I started walking slowly, just one step at a time. The higher I got, the harder I climbed. I'm still climbing upward, and my journey's almost through. I'm nearing the top, and you ought to see the view. Oh, the water flows freely. There's enough to make you whole. So, friends, if you're thirsty, climb this mountain with me. I'm here this morning to lift up Jesus Christ and tell this church, by the power of God, that there's no other way, like Brother Junior was talking, to get from here to the glory land. And if you come to this church this morning, I'd like to take a minute or two and thank the good God in heaven for bringing me and Joe on the road and safely here and giving us a nice, clean place to stay and good food to eat over at Sister Marlene and Brother Leroy's house, that God had given them to provide that for us. And to let us be one in the number here in this church that He's blessed you to be here today. That where we could come together in one mind and one accord and lift up the sweet name of Jesus, and knowing and realize it's coming from the power of God and the blood of Jesus, and we've been washed in the Lamb of God. And that's the only way you're going to worship God, is in spirit and truth. And if you don't know Jesus Christ in a free pardon and a remission of your sin, you have no part in it, Brother Junior. You got to come to Him and have the blood applied. And I'm here to tell you this morning that Jesus went to His own, and His own received Him not. But many that did receive Him, to them they gave the power to be the sons of God. And I'm here to tell you, when you reach the age of accountability, to no good, to do it not, at sin, and you have stepped out of God's mercy, and Jesus is not coming to you like He did His people anymore. If He's any coming to you, you're going to come back to Him. Like Brother Junior said, it's your mercy to you. He will not interfere with the way you want, your plan. If you want Jesus in your life, you're going to have to come back over to Him and ask for it. He's the one that went to the cross of Calvary and endured the cross and the shame, that we may have a life and have it more abundantly. And do I say a year by prayer, "Oh God, and receive my cry unto yourself"? Yes, I do. I beg and I cry. not only for me, but my brothers and sisters and their family.
Yes. Lord, help me, God, I pray.
The Lord is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yes. He's the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid, yes. Brother Fred?
Yes.
If we got that in our life, we have nothing to be afraid of. Amen. The word says, fear man, it can take your life and try to take your soul. But if you got the blood of Jesus on you, you're bought by the blood of Jesus, kept by the power of God, he's got that soul intact and nobody can bother it. But if you don't have the blood of Jesus in your life and you're walking out there in your own condemnation, you'll send your own self to hell. There's two places that are both eternal. The word of God is pure. And it's a shield to them that trust and believe it. And if you have the Lord in your life and the blood applied to your soul, you've got mercy, you've got eternal life, and you got the keeping of the Lord and the blood of Jesus on you. And what I'm saying, I say this a lot up home. I used to be on the meat and on the milk, and there's nothing wrong with drinking milk. But there's something wrong with Brother Junior staying on it.
Amen.
It come to me one day just as plain as it could be. That milk pitcher sitting on the table. I said, why not put a platter of meat over there? And then I seen one day as I started growing, wanting more of Jesus in my life, the milk pitcher started staying full, Brother Leroy. The meat started to leave, but the platter was going down. Praise be to God for the meat. But I'm not saying don't go back and get a drink of that milk every once in a while.
Yeah.
You need a drink of milk every once in a while. But you need to move out and grow so you can get busy for the Lord and the Lord can use you.
Amen, brother.
The Lord cannot get glory and honor out of a person walking around all the time, moping and in pity and stuff. You can't get a blessing that way out of the Lord. He let your light so shine that men will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And when he's glorified, you're going to be blessed, not only you, but your whole house. And when you send a prayer up for somebody, it's going to be answered.
Amen.
He hears them all, but he'll answer some of them.